95.7 The Fan presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, it is football is back, baby. Got a game tonight. We'll talk about 5 o'clock fire as well. The Super Bowl favorites play tonight in Australia. A big one tonight. And with football starting, baby, that means, Clint, Tyler, it starts for us. Football Fridays are back, and they are back, and it starts tomorrow. And we'll be at Oak and Iron tomorrow, 2 to 6. Come on out, hang out. We've been there multiple times. It is a great, great spot. Me and Clint's going to have a fight on our hands.
What are you talking about?
I haven't had a drink in 5 weeks.
You've been over a month? Look at you.
Look at you guys. Very nice.
Well, once. But outside of the one time I hadn't had a drink.
Only one time you've had drinks.
Yeah, huh? One time.
You've had one outing? Because it was more than one drink.
I had to close the deal, man.
Yeah, that's right.
Shout out to you, Talliard. It was so good. They pulled me out of there. Had to get me one.
When you go to a brewery like that and
that
seal
the deal? That Blue Bonnet got me. Had to get me one.
It happened.
But they've got all that whiskey they had there. Oof, boy, they had a line of whiskey. It's a great spot to have a drink. And I distinctly remember I walked in. I couldn't forget the old what were they? It was pork belly and oyster deviled eggs.
Yep. Oof.
That was
duck wings.
The duck wings, yes. Those two were those were really, really good. So they got everything you need. Come on out, hang out with us tomorrow, 2 to 6. Oak and Iron. Oak and Iron as we kick off football Fridays coming up this season. All right. Clint, last night, it was a tight game, 13-10. And I think one of the things that stuck out to me was Drake May, especially in the second half and especially in the fourth quarter, Clint. It looked like he was out there to prove something.
Yeah.
He was out there, come hell, I'm gonna make some plays. And you saw, and you've been back there, you know, obviously as a quarterback in the NFL and college, and he just forced some stuff. He was gonna try to get something to go. He's gonna try to make something happen. Yeah, thanks, Kevin. And I don't know if, you know, he was pressing, he wanted to impress, or what. But I looked at that, and I could hear all offseason a lot of people talking about with him and how that game ended in Seattle and how his playoffs were, and he wasn't the same quarterback that actually finished second in the regular season in the MVP in the playoffs. C.J. Stroud is one of the quarterbacks that had been talked about even worse than that, right? Worse than that, questioned big time. And I think my biggest concern about C.J., and I would even say this maybe this year in certain matchups, but especially this one coming up on Sunday, Clint, is he's sitting there and he has been listening to this all year.
Yeah.
I mean, all offseason. And he's human, Tyler. Hell yeah! Like that is going to, it is going to get you and motivate you. If you talked about like a dog, whether it's warranted or not, like that's going to get you and motivate you. He's been waiting for this, and then Josh Allen is who they put in front of him. Arguably the best quarterback the last couple of years, the best quarterback in the league, arguably. My biggest concern is he gets himself a little juiced for this.
Yeah.
And he wants to get out there and prove and shut everybody up that's been talking this trash. And that's human nature, and I can understand where he's coming from, but I just hope he doesn't. Drake May clearly at times yesterday look like he's just doing way too damn much.
Right.
Way too much. And I hope CJ doesn't let that get a hold of him.
Well, look, I mean, that's the real battle that CJ has this whole year. And really, in this offense as a whole, is you're going to have to be okay and comfortable with a 10-7 ball game. You're going to have to be okay with you know, stats not being and I'm not saying he's not okay with that, by the way. I'm just saying that's the nature, right, is when you go through a whole football game and you're talented as these guys are, Drake May and CJ Stroud, and things aren't clicking offensively, but you've been able to score one touchdown and kick a field goal. You got 10 points. You feel like the game's right there to be won, right? Is how do you keep from putting on the Superman cape, getting frustrated, getting impatient, and going out and trying to force plays
yeah.
instead of just running the offense? That is absolutely going to be the biggest challenge for C.J. Stroud, because make no bones about it, just passing, he's as good a thrower of the football as there is out there. And he's going to be in a system where he's going to be asked to first and foremost minimize risk and let your defense win this thing for you. And you're going to look across the field at Josh Allen week one. You're going to look across the field at, what is it, Joe Burrow week two. Then you're going to look across the field in Indianapolis, Daniel Jones. And then week four, you're back here. You look across the field at Dak Prescott. And then boys are slinging it all over the park, holding the football, making big risky throws over the top, putting up highlight reels possibly, and you're asked to minimize risk. That is going to be a challenge for anybody, and it's definitely going to be a challenge for C.J. Stroud.
Yep, I thought this before watching the game on last night.
Yeah, like, we talked about it.
Is he like? Because it's just human nature. You know, anything you've done, when anybody has doubted you in anything, that's not just CJ, you, Tyler, listeners, this person who just texted in, still not sure CJ has the right mentality. Like, anybody has challenged you, you want to go and shut people up. And I know some of you all think CJ is soft. What he has shown, he is extremely competitive. Just like most of these guys to get to where they've gotten to in the NFL and have the success that they've had, he's extremely competitive. And I love that the quarterback thinks this way. But, Clint, you've covered CJ. You've been around him. You see the talent that he has and the ability that he has. Now, CJ may not say it to you, but CJ definitely thinks he could play with Josh Allen.
No question. Yeah, no question.
And he actually has stats. The only time that they've actually faced each other that shows that he outplayed him.
Yeah.
And that I just hope it doesn't form into a deal where, all right, I'm about to go ahead and try to fit this in here.
It's gonna be a real struggle. The good thing is this. The Texans I don't necessarily agree with it, but it's the way that they've decided to go about it. They have, every time there's been a microphone in front of the general manager or the head coach or the offensive coordinator for that matter, they have made sure to mention, we got to protect football, all costs. We can't turn the ball over.
Which as you've talked about, is maybe that's not what Drake May's been hearing.
No, Vrabel said it after the game. We want to be aggressive, not reckless. I mean, I'd be shocked if the word aggressive has been mentioned.
I was about to say, how often do you think they're saying, "Hey, man, cut it loose, man"?
I don't think that's the case. But it's going to be a real challenge.
That's not a bad thing.
That is just where, you know, you got a defensive minded head coach with a second year play caller in a system that's really vanilla. And it is more about minimizing risk than making explosives ultimately. And CJ's an explosive dude. I mean that's the kind of arm that he has, kind of ability that he has. And how those two mesh this season is going to be absolutely critical.
But that is a good point of this is going to be a challenge all season for us. Like it just keeps. It keeps building. Like you're at this level and you're being asked not to do it.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal. Is where it really gets hairy is if you play the quarterbacks and the teams that we talked about, which they do. They can't change the schedule. The first month of the season is what it is, right? You got Cincinnati, Dallas, Buffalo, and Indianapolis. You got some really good football teams, and if that approach, right, bears fruit and you win games that way, then you look up and your team's 3-1 or you're, you know, 4-0 or whatever it may be, and it's easy as a quarterback to go, okay, I'm gonna settle into this role. If you're sitting there at 1-3 or even 2-2, yeah. And you know you're scoring 10, 17 points a game, and it's just not enough. That's when you got to worry about, okay, does he start pressing the end? Does he start trying to do too much in the end? That, to me, that's when it's when it becomes could potentially become a problem.
Yeah, could become a deal right there. Text line coming in, doing your job and commanding the troops is more important than forcing and getting into a penis measuring contest. See Drake May.
Whoa.
Yeah, and like what I would argue to you, and I think to say what CJ is, did you think that's what he was doing his first year? Did you think that's what he was doing against Buffalo his second year, against the Niners last year, you know, and against the Chiefs before? Is that what? No, he was just playing ball and taking advantage of his skills. I think that's what he would say.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah, when I was going up against Joe Burrow, and we were like, that wasn't no penis measuring contest. We should stop saying penis.
Probably.
Yeah. Johnsonville measuring contest? Is that better?
Glizzy measuring contest?
That's an odd dog.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Glizzy. Whiner.
Yeah. Well, that's why we love the text line, as they help us move through.